pushing back.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
Parents in states throughout the country are pushing back against the radical LGBTQ agenda that is so harmful to our children. In the state of Indiana, a law similar to our recently passed law here in Ohio, banning puberty blockers, opposite sex hormones, and surgeries on minor children for the purposes of so-called gender change, was passed and is now going to become law. There had been an appeal against the Indiana bill by transgender activists at the ACLU of Indiana, but the Seventh Circuit Federal Court of Appeals has ruled that the bill may go into effect. This is terrific news that the children of Indiana will now be protected from these harmful experimental treatments. Around 25 states have now passed similar laws. Of course, we have states like California, which are going in exactly the opposite direction, forcing insurance companies and Medicaid to cover these treatments for children and even becoming a so-called sanctuary state for minors who want to have these harmful treatments, but their parents object. If they can travel to California, these children can tragically receive those treatments at no cost. But we can praise God that there are still at least half of our states where grown-ups are in charge who have common sense and actually care about the long-term welfare of children. Here in Ohio, House Bill 68 is scheduled to take effect later in April, but the ACLU of Ohio has announced that they will be filing a lawsuit to challenge that law. This is the new Ohio law that bans medical and surgical treatment of minor children for the purposes of so-called gender change and also bans males from playing on female-only sports teams. You may remember that I reported to you recently that at a specially convened meeting of the Upper Arlington School Board on February 8th, the members passed a resolution 3-2 pledging to essentially ignore this recently enacted state law, House Bill 68. But it wasn't only Upper Arlington. The Worthington, Ohio School District passed a slightly different but still defiant resolution, and so did the Bexley City Schools. So we recently learned that the Westerville School System passed a similar resolution as well. You can read more about all this in the article on our website at missionamerica.com. And speaking of the harmful homosexual agenda in our schools, the State of Tennessee House just advanced a bill to ban schools from flying most flags except for U.S. and state government flags. This would mean that flags like the Rainbow Pride flag and flags promoting Black Lives Matter would be out. The radicals are up in arms, saying this would curtail free speech. But no, promoting deviant sexual behavior, gender distortion, and other woke agendas is not free speech. It's about child safety. Communities want to prevent their children from being groomed and exploited during their impressionable years. And I say good for them. I hope we see more such bills. We need to keep standing up and protecting our children. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening. When we're thinking about what our kids need for the school year, the one big thing that we can give them is the truth. Let's commit to equipping our kids to stand against the homosexuality and gender deviance agendas. We have resources at missionamerica.com.